Good morning, Vallejo. 8:01 on a fabulous Tuesday morning, October 10th, 73 degrees outside. The sun is coming out. The birds are singing. We're winging. It's Vallejo Project on 89.5 FM KZCT OzCat Radio, your community radio station. Slam bang show today. This is DJ Human here on the airwaves here in Vallejo, California. Y'all have a good waterfront weekend. We're going to be talking about that, taking phone calls on that, giving away tickets today. A lot of action going on all around the world. But if you are here in Vallejo, whether you're heading down Georgia Street, heading downtown, going out to Mare Island, heading out to Marin, going off to the big city on the ferry, or just chilling and illing here in fabulous Vallejo, we got a show for you today. It's rocking, it's rolling. And of course, everyone knows what's happening in the news, and perhaps you'll want to know about what's happening in the war zone.
Listen to me.
Is it good for? That's right. That's old Edwin Starr from way back in the day. He was talking the truth back then with War. What is it good for? And hey, it was those Sons of Alien Technology from their album, This Television Will Not Be Revolutionized. That was War Zone. Are you in the war zone to say to morning, this morning? And what's going to be happening here in the Bay Area? Which protest will you be joining if you're heading downtown to San Francisco? It's going to be a little bit of a dilemma for folks here in the Bay Area. Which protest do you go for? You know, are you against the occupation? But then again, you're for that kind of activity that was going on over the weekend. But if you are, then you're anti-Semitic, and then you are going to join supporting Israel, but then you're against the apartheid. It's very, very confusing. But which side will you choose to be on? Very confusing, especially for those here in the Bay Area that just don't know which side to support. It's quite a dilemma. But here in Vallejo, everything's groovy. We've got some great stuff going on today. In fact, we got a big ticket giveaway going on here on Vallejo Project. If you call in this morning here at your station, 89.5 FM, KZTT, you can win tickets to the big Vallejo Project fundraiser that's coming up on the 22nd. If you call in at 707-652-5775, we are keeping it local and keeping it real here in order to, keep our community going even in troubled times. We have a fundraiser going on. Celebration of Survival, Dinner and Auction, October 22nd, 2023, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. at Ziafredo's, 23 Harbor Way in Vallejo. It is a fundraiser for Vallejo Project and all the good works that we're doing here in Vallejo proper. Tickets are actually, these days, relatively inexpensive, and most of the funds, after paying for the meals, goes to projects that we're doing here in Vallejo. Our guest speaker is Jewel Diamond Taylor, keynote speaker. Jewel is a renowned, passionate, knowledgeable, and in-demand conference speaker, author, life coach, emotional wellness educator, spiritual encourager, talk therapy practitioner, and publisher of You Go Girl magazine and Women on the Grow Incorporated. Very clever turn of words there. Along with Dr. Mylene Rooker, our Vallejo Project resident doctor, who is also putting together a free clinic out there at our Azure Street location out there on fabulous Mare Island. You'll be getting some great speakers, some great inspiration, a great meal at Ziafredo's. Can't beat that. Tickets are only $75 for VIP. General tickets are $50. And you know, if you take your partner out for dinner today, you know, you're going to drop at least 50. So you might as well drop it, get a great meal at Ziafredo's. Great cause, get some great inspiration, do some networking on October 22nd, 2023, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. at Ziafredo's for our Celebration of Survival dinner and auction. Yeah, we'll be auctioning off some great stuff as well. And proceeds, profits will go to Vallejo Project and helping out our friends and other nonprofits here in the Vallejo area. You can win two tickets to this extravaganza, 707-652-7557 right here. Call in. That's the number to call in live right now. And if you call in, I'll put you on the air too. And you can give a shout out to whomever and whatever right here in Vallejo. A lot of, how'd you do at the Vallejo Waterfront Festival? It was packed. A lot of people here. Beautiful weekend. Hot, sunny. A lot of activities going on. If you want to call in with your report on the fabulous Vallejo Waterfront Festival, please do. We had the Classic Cars on show. We had a lot of community effort out there. We had the local constables out there with their booth. We had a lot of great food, a lot of great entertainment, especially by our friends who put on the Dock of the Bay Festival. They brought out some great music for us all to enjoy. Very nice stuff. It's a real unity that we see out there at Waterfront Festival right around here in the Vallejo area. That's what it's all about. But I'm telling you, getting back to the tunes here and hot topics of what's happening in the world today, make sure that when you're out there running around in the world and you're thinking about all those hot topics out there that's making the world shake, rattle, and roll, just make sure that you don't become collateral damage.
Things, you're nothing. In the scope of 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 things, you're nothing. All of a sudden to me,
Loved that song when I was a kid. My sister and I used to sing that. It was great. I love that intro. Right on, right on, right on, right on, right on. We used to say, what's going on? What's going on out there in Vallejo? 821 in the AM, 9.5 FM KZCT, OzCat Radio, your community radio station right here on Vallejo Project. And what is going on out there? What's going on here in Vallejo? It's probably what you want to be knowing about. Well, why don't you give a call in and let us know. 707-652-5775. You call and let us know what's going on, and you can win two tickets to the fabulous Vallejo Project auction and dinner networking, 4 to 7 at Zia Fredo's, October 22nd. Be there or be square, and you can win two free tickets to that event. And if you're saying, well, if I got free tickets, how do I support the Vallejo Project at that fabulous event? Well, you can participate in the auction. You can throw a donation down anyway. We're always willing to accept that. No problem. And that's one way to participate. Also, one way to participate in Vallejo Project, as always, is to be out there at the Unity Garden. We've got some great stuff going on there on Sunday, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. in person, 2160 Sacramento. We've still got that great Unity Garden happening there. We got a fabulous mural that's been painted up there. And, oh, did you catch our wonderful participant in Vallejo Project, Shauna Booker, who has been a instrumental part of Vallejo Project for the past couple of years? She was out doing a mural just the other day out of Mare Island. Hope you caught that. One of our local artists contributing to the community, bringing unity to the community, unity to the community. I'm going to trademark that one, but you feel free to use it. We've also got, speaking of Mare Island, hey, you know what's coming? The Maker Faire. Holy mackerel. Now, you all remember the Maker Faire, especially if you're a burner. You've been out making contraptions and maybe hanging out at Obtanium Works with the kids out there making crazy contraptions, doing certain types of science. or even in days gone by, Mythbusters were out there at Maker Faire, robots and busting myths. Well, Maker Faire's back, and it's at Mare Island, right down the street. No excuses. Just get across that little bridge. Be there this weekend, 13th and 15th of October, and then October 20th and 22nd. So go to the Maker Faire, and then go to the Vallejo Project fundraising dinner right across the Napa River. You got no excuses, kids. Fun, and then even more fun. So Maker Faire, get your early bird tickets now for the Bay Area Maker Faire. It's going to be fabulous. Lots of fun. All your friends will be there. See lots of groovy stuff. Bring the kids. Participate in your community. It's a great community event, and how cool is it that basically it's an international event coming right here to Mare Island, right down the street from your home. Go check it out. Show the kids some science, some fun science, and get them off the streets and get them doing something constructive with their hands. Remember, that's October 13th through 15th and October 20th through 22nd. So if you're working on the weekend, if you got family obligations, no worry. You got four big days to go out there and check it out, Maker Faire. So Google Maker Faire on interwebs for more and to pick up tickets. Could be lots of fun. Also, be sure to check out Vallejo Project's in-person tutoring right down the street there, JFK Library, right downtown. Thursdays, 3:30 to 5:30 p.m. If your kids are struggling with certain topics in school, no matter what they are, especially with all this online stuff going on, having to do tests and everything online. You thought that was going to be over with COVID time. They're still doing it to them. Skitter them on down there to the JFK Library for some good tutoring by some experts in the field of education. In-person tutoring, JFK Library, right down there by City Hall, Thursdays, 3:30 to 5:30 p.m., Vallejo Project, there for the community. And, of course, I want to give another shout-out to our project, the Vallejo Unity Gardens on Sundays, especially these days when, hey, you never know what's going to happen to the supply chain. You never know what's going to happen in the world. You never know how it's going to affect. Hey, gas prices are going to go crazy with what's going on in the Middle East, right? Always an excuse to jack up the prices no matter what's going on. What's the best way to insure against that? Grow your own food. If you're a property owner here in Vallejo, even if you're an apartment dweller and you get permission from your landlord to work up a little garden on your terrace or right outside your door, great way to learn how to do things is at the Unity Garden, that sponsored by Vallejo Project, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. in person. Not virtual, but in person. Get your hands dirty at 2160 Sacramento. Join Transitional Age Group. They work with the unhoused residents of the Christian Help Center to learn about best practices, urban agriculture, urban farming, and urban gardening. I guess I'm not going to get a job on one of those legacy media shows reading a teleprompter. Yeah, we've got our youth leaders there. We had some great youth leaders there in the past, namely Aaron and Thomas. And Sydney, and a host of other youth leaders that were really knocked it out of the park last year. They've all gone on to bigger and better things with college, especially our usual co-host here, also hosts her own show, Sydney Allen, who is upcoming on the contest of Miss Vallejo down at the fabulous Empress Theater. That's coming up in November. So check that out. You've had Sydney on the show here before with some of her multiple projects that young lady is working on. And just further proof that the Vallejo Project takes our youth leaders, our budding youth leaders, going all the way back to our residency at the Hub downtown at the Oddfellows Hall, and how they have blossomed. So it really goes to show you how a community effort can take youth from the Vallejo area and give them something that they can hone their talents and then flip things around for themselves so that they can not only contribute to the community at large, but also become budding entrepreneurs. I know that some of our youth leaders from the Unity Garden have gone into studies in actual agriculture. and politics. So this is one way to grow the next generation and get them out there doing the good that we all want them to do. It doesn't have to happen by reading a blog or posting something on Twitter or complaining in a chat room. Forget about it. That's not going to help kids. You got to get out there and meet space and do the deed and get your hands dirty, especially over at the Unity Garden. But there's also fun stuff happening. It's not all work and no play makes Jack a dull boy. And you don't want to end up like the gang at the Overlook. The Halloween Freakout is coming. Freakout! Friday, October 27th at, Toots Tavern over in Crockett. 627 2nd Avenue, Crockett. Yeah, you open over the Toots Tavern. And I'll tell you, for a small joint, they always host some wild bands. A lot of my acquaintances from the Reality Check show, a lot of metal bands in that, actually play at Toots. You'd be surprised at some of the names of people that have actually been on tour worldwide. Show up at Toots because they're local. We're all locals. We'll all check it out. But they're having the Halloween Freakout with Ajar. I think I know those guys. The Crampons. I guess that's a Cramps cover band. I can stand corrected if you know more about that than me. Swamp Thing, of course. Got to have Swamp Thing there. That was the nickname of my old drummer from back in the day. And of course, the kids from Class of 77, starring Chelsea Rose of Bite, good friends of mine. So of course we want to promote them. Class of 77 plays all your favorite hits from that era, 77. Class of 77, I was Class of 79. And they got some great tunes. They're always out there mixing it up and having some fun. Class of 77, starring Chelsea Rose of Bite. Right there at Toots Tavern, right down the street practically. On Friday, October 27th, 627 2nd Avenue, Crockett. You know it, you love it, be it, love it, do it. And now, Class of 77.
Well, when the sun goes down and the moon comes up, muff. Yeah, I cruise through the city and I roam the streets, looking for something that is nice to eat. You better duck when I show up, the Goo-Goo Muff.
From the Cramps. Ooh, getting spooky, spooky, spooky as we're getting up there to the Spookfest of Halloween. And of course, before that, we had the Class of 77. And they were doing a little bit of Neat, Neat, Neat from the Damned. Right there. And right here on 89.5 FM, KZCT, promoting classic and local musicians right here in Vallejo, California. And speaking of local musicians, hey, you all remember our good friend Julian Phillips, who has been graced the airwaves here on this show with his guitar amazement, as well as his authoring of science fiction books, of his cinematographic endeavors. And right now, he's pushing his latest project, Gun Zero, science fiction movie, film, possible graphic novel about the future where society has eliminated guns, but they still have a certain type that simply stuns you, sort of like in Star Trek, set phasers to sun. If you check out his Flimsy Windows Creative online, you can help him out and help the community. He's doing fantastic work advocating against gun violence, and Gun Zero is one of his many projects. It's a 2-hour sci-fi adventure feature film project. He's already registered it with WGA, which means you can't steal it, but you can certainly help him out with it. And what's really neat is he's produced these t-shirts to help promote anti-gun violence, and also his endeavor to get Gun Zero out there to the masses. And you can actually purchase one of these fabulous t-shirts. I was wearing one yesterday. It's fine, good cotton. It's a great graphic of all the characters of Gun Zero. And if you go to Flimsy Windows Creative on the interwebs. Just Google Flimsy Windows Creative, and you'll get to his website, and you'll see what it's all about. You can contact him, you can give him an email, and you can purchase one of those fabulous t-shirts. We're also getting those t-shirts into various science fiction and comic book shops around the Bay Area. So be able to solicit that. Always interesting to go out there and solicit local businesses. We had some local businesses right here on our show, and our really big show here on Vallejo Project. We had a local baker who was a local youth who had gotten into trouble with gun violence. In fact, he was packing a gun just for self-protection, but got pulled by the police. Wasn't doing anything wrong necessarily. Ended up in the stir, but bounced back and now is a very highly regarded entrepreneur here in the community. Fabulous baker, fabulous community spokesman, and as I said, local entrepreneur. You can bounce back from anything with a bit of perseverance and determination. As my dad would say, perseverance plus determination equals success. And what are you doing out there in the local Vallejo community to create success for the community and for yourself? So we've got a lot of things happening here with Vallejo Project. We've mentioned our Unity Garden. We've mentioned our tutoring. We have our big fundraiser coming up, 707-652-7557, to win tickets to the Vallejo Project fundraiser on October 22nd, 4 to 7 p.m. at Zia Fredo's, a fabulous place. In fact, my fellow Lions from the Executive Lions Club meet there every Tuesday. I've been a bit negligent on that because I've been so wrapped up, but they had a fabulous fundraiser golfing tournament a few weeks ago. I don't know if you participated in that. If you're a golfer, if you were out there on the setting up your balls on the tee, but that was a great fundraiser for the Executive Lions Club here in Vallejo, California. The Lions Club is traditionally gives a lot of funds and support to eyesight, to supporting free eye exams, as well as donating funds to help those with compromised eyesight. I'm actually one of those, and so is the aforementioned Julian Phillips. Those of us who are challenged with eyesight issues, the Lions Club is there to back you up. Check them out, Executive Lions Club here. Participate too. We're looking to inject some younger folks into some of these classic fraternal organizations and community-based organizations. You'd be surprised at who you can meet, what type of networking you can do, and what type of help that you can do for the community. In fact, if you're a younger person and you're looking to participate in the community, check out some of these legacy community organizations like Executive Lions Club, like the Odd Fellows, right downtown there in Vallejo on Georgia Street, Marin. And there's a Red Man's Club. Check them out. They're, you know, typically a lot of older folks are there, but you never know who you're going to meet. You can meet some very, very interesting people at some of these traditional fraternal organizations and community organizations. And they've already got the infrastructure set up. So if you participate in that as a young person, you're curious and you're wondering, you know, how can I participate? Well, get involved in either some of the newer ones like Vallejo Project, who it's specifically targeting for youth, or some of these legacy groups here. And you can learn from your elders. You can participate because somebody's got to, you got to pass the reins to somebody as we're getting older here. And you could be that person. You know, there's nothing stopping you from getting involved, having some fun, participating in these community events, such as Faith Food Fridays. I'm going to check out that schedule here in a moment, because I know that I've announced in the past that they do stuff right after our show here on Tuesdays, and also closer to the weekend as well, where you can participate in giving away food to those who are in need or participating by helping out. And once again, another great, great resource here in Vallejo that is already set up, already has the infrastructure, so you don't have to start from scratch. However, there has been, when in my time with Vallejo Project, I've met several folks here in Vallejo that have started up their own nonprofits, young folks, and they've done quite well. But some of them have run into roadblocks with either funding or the paperwork or getting people involved. So that's really a good way if you talk to and participate in some of these legacy community organizations. They've already got the infrastructure. They've already got the connections and a great help to get you involved. And in fact, just last week when we had the folks here who were advocating for the anti-smoking campaign, you can we're going to have all that great past shows up on the interwebs shortly, and we're going to let you all know where you can find those archives. I know, it's the internet age. Everything's supposed to be happening instantaneously before people drops off their radar, but you know, sometimes it takes a little time to do it right. But our last week, we had advocates of anti-smoking campaign, and they were talking about passing legislation right down here in Vallejo about some new regulations for vaping and selling of tobacco products to minors. But the key takeaway there is that you out there in Radio Land can participate in your local politics, because national politics, it's so out of reach, and we all know how corrupt it is, and we all know that everybody's in everybody's pocket, either party, Democrat, Republican, they're all the same, they're all bought and sold by the same people. But at local level, you can still participate and still make a difference. Get on down there to the city council meetings, make your voice heard. In fact, they were talking about how they were doing a petition to get to pass some legislation to tighter regulate the sale of tobacco here in Vallejo. No matter what side you are on that, the key takeaway is you can participate. Your voice can be heard. There's always this period of time during those city council meetings, but you can step up to a microphone and tell your city council members that you voted for what you want, because you know, in our traditional system here, it's we the people. It's representation of your voice. So you don't have to feel helpless. You don't have to feel like, oh, what can I do? What can I do? You can do something right here in your own hometown community of Vallejo, California. Get down there to city council. Represent your voice. Represent what your feelings are. And hey, look at these folks that were here yesterday. They're just like you and me, but they're out there working for their cause, doing what needs to be done. You can be that person too. Because as we know, once you get to the upper levels of power in this country, especially around here, doesn't matter if you're Republican, Democrat, independent, you're stuck unless you got that big money behind you, because it's not a dual party. It's not even a third party. We all know it's a party of one. out to my favorite doggy woggy Bella. I just want to be your dog. And before that, the fabulous Sons of Alien Technology. When the television will not be revolutionized, the party of one. Right here on 89.5 FM KZCT. Your local hometown radio station right here in Vallejo, California. What else is happening out there in fabulous Vallejo? Let us know. You can give us a call in at 707-652-5775. 707-652-5775 and win 2 tickets to the fabulous Vallejo Project fundraising dinner extravaganza October 22nd. 47 p.m. at Ziofredo's. Call in now. Hey, Julian, if you're out there listening, give us a call. Let us know what's up. Sydney, if you're out there, give us a shout. In fact, any of you kids out there listening, give us a shout. Let us know what's happening there in the greater Vallejo area. And what have you been doing for your local projects out here in Vallejo, California? So I want to give a quick shout out to another really cool event that's coming up. It's way, way out there in San Mateo County Event Center. But I just got a call from my cohorts over there at Reality Check TV, my TV show that still keeps on going 30 years later. I've no idea why, but it keeps on chugging. Takes a licking, keeps on ticking. Oddities and Curiosities Expo, Saturday, October 28th, 2023, Bay Area, California. In other words, San Mateo County Event Center. Saturday the 28th, and that's Tampa, Florida. Yeah, Saturday the 28th, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Curiosities and Oddities should be some great stuff, of course, for the Halloween time of the year. The fabulous Stuttering Danny will be there. Ron Skull Smasher, our Crypt Keeper, will be in attendance to check out all the curiosities and oddities. There'll be like, you know, taxidermy and tattoo artists and stuff that you'd see in Adam's Family type groovy stuff. That's what we like on Reality Check TV. We like to bring you some of the fun pop culture stuff. Get you out of the doldrums, get you out of your head, as they say, with all the nonsense going on in the world, and have a little bit of distraction and a little bit of fun right there at the Curiosities and Oddities Festival right there in San Mateo, California. A lot of good fun. And in fact, we're going to be having some great weird stuff going on here in Vallejo coming right up. You know, there's going to be the Mad Hatter's parades coming up. We want to make sure that you participate in that. Check that out. There's always a big, big day here in Vallejo, California. Big, big parade. The Oddfellows participate in that. Obtanium Works participates in that. A lot of your other local friends and fiends will be out for that. So be sure to keep abreast of that action for the Mad Hatter parade coming up. Also, there's usually the Haunted House out there on Mare Island. That's a local production as well. And we need you to solicit a lot of the local stuff that's going on here in Vallejo, California and environs. A lot of this grassroots stuff that happens, a lot of good fun stuff. That's always great for you to participate into it. And if you have an idea about putting something together and you want to work with a nonprofit, reach out to Vallejo Project at vallejoproject.org. And not only can you participate in projects that we're doing that are more serious, helping out the community, like our Jobs Works program, our tutoring, our fundraiser that's coming up. In fact, you know, if you don't call in and win tickets or you can't afford to participate as a attendee, you can also volunteer to help out. Also, our community garden, on Sunday, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., right there at 2160 Sacramento Street. The unhoused people there that live in that community are also participating with you. In fact, we've got chickens there, so they collect fresh eggs and cook them right up right there. You can also participate in fun stuff too. There's a lot of great fun stuff going on. Open mic nights. There's Maker's Fair coming up. There's the parade that's coming up in Vallejo. There's Art Walk. Art Walk's going to be coming up. That's right. The fabulous Art Walk, where if you're an artist, all you got to do is set your booth up on right there on the street for free and solicit your wares. How good is that? If you've been sitting in your house painting or making jewelry or doing something creative like that, and you're scratching your head like, well, I don't know, man. I got to get permits. I got to get this. I got to get that. Nope. Just show up to Vallejo Art Walk, set up your table, and go for it. And a lot of the heads show up out here in Vallejo. A lot of community-minded folks show up. You get to meet your neighbors. You get to meet local artists. There's always something cooking over at Integrity right there on Marin Street. They've always got some great music going on there. Some of our local rock stars, I like to call them, Blue Cinema, David L., also Airlift Underground. Some of my favorite folks out there that are making music in the Vallejo environs usually show up and have some tunes happening there for you. It's a great showcase for other local bands. And if you're got a young band, if you're one of our budding youth leaders or musicians out there, you should check that out. Come by at an art walk and go up to Integrity and meet the folks there putting on the shows. And hey, if you've got a little band going on there and you got your chops up, maybe you can participate too. Also, there's open mic down at the townhouse. See, at the house, there's another, usually that's more acoustic. I've seen some electric bands there, but if you've got a guitar and you got some songs to sing, that's a great place to be to exercise your chops. So a lot of opportunity here in Vallejo for not only serious work, but for fun work right here. And hey, if you've got some great stuff that you want to have shown on the air, if you're a local musician, you've got some tunes you want to effervescate over the airwaves, just reach out to vallejoproject.org and contact me or one of the other DJs here on Vallejo Project, and we can have you as a guest, or we can just spin your tunes right here on 89.5 FM KZCT OzCat Radio. It's coming up bing bong on the 9 o'clock hour, Tuesday, October 10th, a fabulous day in Vallejo. And it's getting to be that witching hour. It's getting being close to the fun, one of my favorite holidays of all time, Halloween. So let's get in the mood.
And spooky, they're all together ooky, the Addams Family. Their house is a museum, when people come to see them, they really are a scream, the Addams Family.
Neat, sweet, petite.
So get a witch's shawl on, a broomstick you can crawl on, we're gonna pay a call on, the Addams Family.
Mm-hmm.
He says he's making rock and roll dangerous again. LTD, mysterious little tune there. What is he talking about there? Some people say it's let's take drugs. No, can't be that. No. LTD, that was an old car back in the 70s. Not really sure what's going on there. I guess it's left up to interpretation of the listener out there. LTD, that was released during the pandemic, so we'll leave you to draw your own conclusions on that. King O'Meat, LTD. And of course, before that was the Addams Family, a classic for Halloween and all that good fun stuff. Gotta love it. Getting to that bewitching season, as we all love. But what's happening right here in Vallejo today? Hey, we were mentioning that this morning we've got free groceries, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Faith Food Fridays, 826 Solano Avenue, Vallejo, California. That's right, 826 Solano Avenue. Free groceries, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. If you are in a need of free groceries or toiletries, I believe they also have those there. Get on down there and they can help you out. Or better yet, if you can participate and you have the wherewithal to be able to participate, get on down there and help out. You know, there's really nothing wrong with that. Participating and helping out those who are less fortunate than yourself. That's kind of what Vallejo Project is all about. And tonight we're talking about participating. Don't let that party of one run you over. Get on down there to the city council meeting. Their regular meetings happen on Tuesdays, 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. right down there at City Hall, 555 Santa Clara Street, right down there. And if you don't want to get yourself out the window, out the door, through the cracks in the sidewalk to get on down there. It's on Zoom as well. Just go to City Council of Vallejo. They're on the interwebs and you can watch. And I believe you can still participate via Zoom. That's sort of gone the way of the winds now that the pandemic is over with. But now you can show up in person. And you do get that moment to get up there and have your say. Sometimes people that get up on the microphone are rather interesting, you know, when they have their say. Some of them, you know, can be a little bit out there, but it actually is a serious thing. You can get up there and have your say. We've got a caller coming in. Let's see who that is. But in the meantime, let's get into the mood of the witching hour with Bewitched.
Thank you. eyes to see. And when I look in my window, so many different people to be, that it's strange, so strange. You got to pick up every stitch. You got to pick up every stitch. You got to pick up every stitch. Mm-hmm. Must be the season of the looking over his shoulder at me, and he's strange, sure is strange. You got to pick up every stitch. You got to pick up every
of the witch. My goodness, there's nothing like the oldies and moldies out there on 89.5 FM KZCT, OzCat Radio, your local radio station right here in Vallejo, California, and around the world. That's right, OzCat Radio, www.ozcatradio.com. Can't make it easier for you to check it out on the interwebs all around the world. We get comments from people across the country in different parts of the world, checking out the tunes that are coming from Vallejo, California, right here on OzCat Radio KZCT, your community radio station. And what is happening in the community outside of Fabulous Vallejo Project, who is always, you can always find somebody from Vallejo Project in any of these events. We're always around on Wednesday. It's open mic night at the Townhouse. I was telling you about it. Wednesday, 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. No excuses, kids. After my big Oddfellows meeting, sometimes we wander over there. We used to have our emergency recruitment meetings when we went over there after our meetings and to check out open mic. Townhouse Cocktail Lounge, 401A Georgia Street. Get on down there and participate. Take your guitar. Maybe sing some Donovan. Maybe sing some of your songs. They all comers are welcome. Just go in there early, sign up, and you too can be a star. In fact, one of the guitar players from the Tubes actually showed up to do some tunes there one time. I mean, we do have a lot of local stars around Vallejo and environs that can show up. So you never know who's going to be there. Or maybe discover you at the Townhouse at open mic night on Thursday. There's the story time at Children's Wonderland. If you're hanging out with the kids during the day, you need something from the do. They're tearing up the joint. Take them over to Children's Wonderland. Yes, Vallejo has its own Children's Wonderland. Oakland does not have a lock on that. Story time at Children's Wonderland, Thursday, 11 a.m. to 11:45 a.m. It's a short shot for the kids. Get them out there, get some sunshine, get some air, and get some stories in them. It's story time at Children's Wonderland. Also, oh my goodness, check this out. Uncensored comedy. Wow. There's still such a thing. Uncensored comedy, Empress Theater Lounge, Thursday, 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Wow. And that's something on Thursday night. Go check that out. I hear the Empress Lounge is hopping on a Wednesday. A lot of the local glitterati are there on a Wednesday night to check out the jazz. But now Thursday night, uncensored comedy. Could it be politically orientated? Could it be topical? Could it be observational humor? Well, I guess you're going to find out. Go check that out. And then coming up on Friday, October 13th, what we've got here is, once again, Faith Food Fridays. If you want to participate, 826 Solana Avenue. Our good friends over there at Faith Food Fridays, we've talked about them here on Vallejo Project. Friday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m., 6 hours. They're going to need some help. So get on down there, faithfoodfridays.com. Can't make it easier for you. Faithfoodfridays.com. Check it out. See if you can participate and help out. Also, Mare Island. Maker Faire kicks off on the 13th, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. And of course, that night, coming up, Art Walk. That's right, 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. downtown Vallejo. Like I was telling you, if you're an artist, take your fold-up table, take your wares and stairs and get out there, set up on the sidewalk. Everybody usually sets up right there on Marin, but, you know, within that block area, you can go down Georgia Street a little bit, go all the way up Marin, maybe even work your way down a little bit in front of the art gallery there near the Empress. Hey, set up your stuff and see what happens. Get out there and meet your fellow artists. It's always good to support your fellow artists. Check out what they're doing. They can give you some hints and tips on places to go, things to do. And who knows? You can sell some stuff, get recognized, and by this time next year, they'll be hawking your stuff at Sotheby's. You never know. You never know. That's right. And then, of course, the rest of this weekend, we've got, hey, there's always community coffee tasting and machetes. Hey, 116th Street over off Cotola. I hear that's where all the bigwigs hang out to sip some Java. Go over there, hobnob. You never know what's going to happen. You never know who you're going to run into. 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Community coffee tasting. Fabulous Machetes, we know all about them. Great, great community entrepreneurship. They're just great. And you've gone to their establishment over by Florida. We all go hang out there. Always good to promote and solicit local businesses. And of course, the farmer's market. Come on, kids. Show up to the farmer's market. Kicks off at 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Get fresh vegetables from your local farmers. support local farming, get yourself healthy, check out, there's all sorts of stuff going on there. A lot of our local entrepreneurs that have interfaced with Vallejo Project doing healthy foods have been there. Chef Amen, have you seen the cat with the turban in the white chef's outfit? Our good friend Chef Amen, this cat's got it going on. He does healthful food. He does crystal work. He does all sorts of cool, cool stuff. If he's got his table set up there, be sure to check out Chef Amen if he's out there at any event in the Bay Area. We actually ran into him at the Haight Street Fair when Reality Check was there covering Haight-Ashbury Street Fair. Huh, we were running into Chef Amen and a bunch of our other friends from Vallejo right there on Haight Street in the city. So you never know where Vallejo Project people or associates are going to be popping up all over the Bay Area. We've got a Hispanic Heritage Fiesta. Huh. Blue Rock Springs Park, 650 Columbus Parkway, Vallejo. And that's a GVRD co-sponsored event. Get out there and support GVRD. They are your organization, your community organization that does stuff like this. They keep the parks clean. They help with community events. They helped with a lot of Vallejo Project community events that we did, our night market that we did that was very successful. You know, so get out there and support GVRD, and that's something else you can participate in too. GVRD.org. Come on, come on. We can't make it easier for you to find out what's happening. So be able to participate in your greater Vallejo community is easy. It's easy. Just get out there and find out what's going on. VallejoProject.org. Vallejo Arts and Entertainment is a great website. That's art. Vallejo.org. Once again, we can't make it simpler for you. ArtVallejo.org. Our champion of that website, Gretchen Zimmerman, out there just killing it every day to make sure that all these listings are up there for you, the community, so you know what's going on. You can participate. So no excuses, kids. Get on out there and make it happen. And what else is happening? Well, you know, with all the turmoil in the world going on today, they always say, well, but they used to say back in the Vietnam War era, the domino effect, you know, if we don't go and save those poor people over there in Vietnam, there's a domino effect. The dominoes will fall and the communists will take over. Oh, I am not a crook. The communists will take over. We've got to get out there and save those poor people, save those poor natives from communism. And that's what the Vietnam War was all about. Well, not all about, of course. As that famous general once said, testifying before Congress, war is a racket, and those dominoes will fall. And hey, what's going on these days? Same thing, same excuses. Those dominoes will fall.
Direct to my mind.
right, that's right, that's right, that's right. The man who saved the world. From the Sons of Anna Technology again. We seem to be featuring them today. Don't know why. From the Television Will Not Be Revolutionized. The man who saved the world. They ride the lightning. That's right. Who are those people that run the world? And what's going on? Do you know? Where do you get your news from? Where do you get information from? Is it from legacy media or is it from your own research and what you have found on your own? Open your mind, open your wallet, and get on down to the Vallejo Project. Fabulous Zeofredo's fundraising dinner, October 22nd. You can win two tickets. You still got time to win two tickets. 707-652-5775. 707-652-5775. Give a call. We had a call before, but it was to inform me that my warranty on my car repair had expired. And did I want to buy another one? I told them no. No, thank you. Also, my mom used to be getting calls. My poor elderly mom, who I'm going to be visiting there in New Jersey to take care of her in short order. Yes, you got to take care of the moms. Very important. She got a phone call one time, and here's a heads up for all you kids out there, all you elder folk who are still spry and kicking, but still getting them phone calls. You'll get a phone call where someone on the line will go, "Grammy? Grandma?" And you'll say, "Yes." And I'll say, "Grandma, this is your grandson." "No, it's my grandson. I'm stuck in Mexico." "Really?" "Yes, I'm in a Mexican jail. There was a mistake and they caught me with some drugs or something and I'm trapped and you have to send money and help me out." Well, my mom, at the time, 87 years of her, got this phone call. She calls me up and says, "Huey." I said, "Yes, Mom." I said, where's your son?" I said, "What do you mean, where's my son? He's up at school." "He's in Mexico." "What are you talking about? He's in Mexico. He just called. He's in a Mexican jail. Do you know what he's doing down there?" I'm like, "Ma, he's up at school. He's not in a Mexican jail. What are you talking about?" Turns out, of course, it was a fake phone call. And what they've been doing is they call up our elders and pose as a grandchild trapped in Mexican jail. And you got to send money right away. And, of course, they give you a Venmo or PayPal or some nonsense to send money to. Of course, my mom, being savvy, we discussed. I said, "Don't, Ma, don't. Just don't talk to these guys anymore." Well, they kept persisting on calling her. And now that she was savvy, she started giving them the business. They'd call up and say, Grandma. And she'd go, "Oh, yeah? Oh, yes, Grammy. I need some help." She'll go, "What's your name?" They hang up. But they kept calling. Another time they called her, Grandma. She calls up. She goes, "Yes." She goes, "I'm trapped in a Mexican jail." My mom says, "You know, you need to take acting lessons." Click, hangs up the phone. So, hey, kids, don't let you or any of your loved ones be a victim to these scams. I mean, even with all the crazy turmoil going on in the world, they're still calling up, scamming you. So don't let it happen to you or a loved one. That's your community service announcement for the day. When you get those phone calls, just give them the business. Give them grief. Have some fun, you know, or just hang up on them. But remember, keep your elders safe. Keep you safe. And once again, hey, I want to ask, where are all the old great protest songs these days? Who's out there doing protest songs? There's some stuff on like Rumble. There's some stuff on other new and exciting platforms out there for distribution of music. Spotify, maybe you can find some stuff. Apple Music, most likely. Could be a little tough, you know. Apple has been known to censor things in the past. They're getting better and better. Or that new platform X, you know, that seems to be pretty open for the time being. For the time being, to hear some music that will be against the New World Order, against the politicians that want to drag you off to war, against, you know, leadership that's not doing what you want, that's just screwing things up. Where are the great protest songs of today. We may have to just go backwards and listen to some of the great protest songs of the past, especially from those kids from Buffalo Springfield. You know them. You love them. Guys that were in that band moved on to bigger things, stuff that's well known. But hey, it's always worth reflecting on going against the grain.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. I think it's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street, singing songs and carrying signs, mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Strikes deep into your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going. We better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going. We better stop. Children, what's that sound? New world order. Hard to fake. This new world order. Come
For it? Are you just complacent? Where do you stand on the New World Order from the Sons of Alien Technology? The television will not be revolutionized. Way back when, they knew the score and they were bringing it to you. Buffalo Springfield, For What It's Worth, classic protest song. Where were you in 67? Yes, get out there. Check out those protest songs happening today. That was Buffalo Springfield's was about, of course, the Vietnam War and the corruption in the American government at that time. Sons of Alien Technology, New World Order, about the corruption happening all around the world, taking over your world. That's right. And I think the motto for Sons of Alien Technology was making conspiracy fun again. That's right. It's really a kind of mind-bending when conspiracy theory turns into conspiracy fact. Oh my gosh, what's going on out there? But as we always say here on Vallejo Project, you can be part of the community out there and participate and make your mark starting right here locally in Vallejo and environs. No matter where you are, no matter where you're listening, around the Bay Area, around the globe, there's lots of ways that you can participate, not only as musicians shouting it out and making your voice known, but participating in your community. And if you want to participate right here in the Vallejo community, best place to start is at VallejoProject.org. Find out what Vallejo Project's up to. Find out what we're doing there for the community. We got a lot of stuff going on. Be sure to reach out to find out what's happening with us. And one last chance here on the airwaves to win those tickets. 707-652-5775. Yes, that magic box in your hand, the one where you're watching those retarded TikTok videos on. It's a phone. Huh, go figure. 707-652-5775. Call up and win free tickets to the Vallejo Project fundraising dinner right there at Ziafredo's, your favorite place and mine. And you'll be helping out a great cause. It's October 22nd. We've got VIP tickets. We've got regular tickets for that. But you can win your tickets right now at 707-652-5775-5775. Give us a call. Once again, that's for a celebration of survival dinner and auction, October 22nd, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., with Jewel Diamond Taylor as our featured guest speaker. Dr. Mylene Rooker will be there as well, telling her fantastic tale of how she came up in the medical industry, her own practice, her struggles as a single mother, and how she overcame all obstacles to become the scion, the elder stateswoman of Vallejo Project, and a great inspiration to everybody here in the Vallejo area. Also, be sure to do our in-person tutoring, JFK Library, Thursdays, 3:30 to 5:30. Get your tickets now for Maker Faire Mare Island. Who could that be? Who can it be now?
Yes, we have tickets going on here. We're trying to get you on the air here.
All right. Let's see, yes.
We're actually involved with the, started getting some music lessons for my son through the project.
Oh, you've got some music lessons happening with your son through the project. That's great.
Yeah, I just started, but we're on a little break right now because the musician or the instructor went away for a little bit. But it's a great organization. We got to go and tour the building and all.
Well, great. Well, thank you for calling in. And you have won two tickets.
What?
Yes, you've won two tickets.
Oh, my God, date night, finally.
Yes. So you have a... Well, this is for our fabulous fundraising event October 22nd down at Ziafredo's. Not only do you get to participate in the fundraising event, but you get dinner for two.
Nice.
Yes. And also an up. What's the chances of that? Well, you won.
Yeah,
it.
We love Oscat. Oscat rocks.
All right. And you rock for calling in. We appreciate that so much.
my husband has the lucky dial, I guess.
Well, great. And what's your name?
Evelyn.
Thank you, Evelyn, for calling in. You've won two tickets to the big event that we're throwing here, which is the, this is the Vallejo Project, a celebration of survival dinner and auction on October 22nd, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. at Ziafredo's. And with our speaker, Jewel Diamond Taylor, and Dr. Mylene Rooker, you're going to have a great time with that. And hold on the line, because we're going to have you, I'm going to get your information so we can hook you up to get those tickets. How about that?
Right on. All right.
So hold on over there, and we'll get back to you in 1 second. Don't hang up. All right. There you go. You too can call in and find yourself a big winner here on the Vallejo Project radio show. Evelyn's won two tickets to the Vallejo Project fundraiser. Holy McGillicuddy. That's absolutely fantastic. We're looking forward to it. And we're going to get her information straight away. So check out some tunes with our local heroes. Green Day, Don't You Become an American Idiot. America.
bus riding off to the creek show. Gonna get me some fun. Got a Chuck Norris punch on my fingertips and karate chop. It's the freak of the week and a notch on my crutch. 8 days a week, it's a 10-finger stick. You're gonna get all your dance pulled in super shad when you're rolling my shop. Smells like fish, thick and tastes like banana. Finger licking good. It's a freak of the week and a notch on my crotch. 8 days a week, it's a 10-finger stink. Monday is Barbara and Tuesday is Betty. Wednesday is Wednesday, you better get ready. Cause Thursday is Sheila, Friday is Sheena. Saturday is every day and Big Brother Sunday. Lipstick lesbian, gonna get all I can. Little engine that could got it super bad. Baby, here I come. I'm the freak of the week. You're a notch on my crotch. If there's a week, it's a 10-finger stink. Yeah.
Oh, that King O' Meat. A 10-finger stink. Oh my gosh, right here at 89.5 FM KZCT. And of course, local heroes Green Day. Don't be an American idiot. www.oscatradio.com, Oscat Radio 89.5 FM KZCT, your local radio station, Vallejo Project. This is DJ Hugh Mann. I'm out of here. Thank you for being with us. Thank you for working through all the little glitches we had today. We're making it all happen right here on your local radio station, 89.5 FM, KZCT. And join us again in 2 weeks. I'll be back for the Halloween show. We'll be having some of our other fabulous Vallejo Project DJs here and here while I'm off on the East Coast doing other things. But we look forward to having you all back here. And our big winner, Evelyn, who won the tickets, congratulations to her and her husband, who was dutifully listening to OzCat Radio. And we look forward to seeing you all at events here around the Bay Area, here in Vallejo. Be sure to participate. Be sure to be part of the community. This is DJ Hugh Mann. My time is up. I'm out of here. See you next time. Shut up! We'll be right back.
country dream stay with you.